Started off with dinner at a fancy new place. Succulent dishes, to tickle my taste. Took me to the quaintest romantic little bar. A perfect gentleman treated me like a star. We talked about everything from politics to cartoons. He loves reading just like I do, from Sidney Sheldon to Mills and Boons. We danced a bit and talked some more. It was a refreshing change to be with a man and not feel like a whore. Unheard of. He must be absolutely insane. Encouraged me to talk, allowed me to use my brain, did not keep looking at my ass or my tits. Instead, spent the evening sharpening my wits. He asked for my opinion. He admitted when I was right. A rare combination, handsome and bright. We walked to his car, he opened my door. Shit, no guy ever did that for me before. We cruised to my place, holding hands the whole ride. And naturally, I had to invite him inside. We had a drink to celebrate a successful tryst. I swear, I felt the earth shake when we kissed. He was kissing my forehead, my nose, while I fought desperately to get out of my clothes. We made it to the bed. I gently took his member, a delightful representation of the masculine gender. I bagged it myself and guided it home. And Doggy then happily buried the bone, then shuddered, bucked, rolled off, and sighed. Happy, content, puffed up with pride. Didn't utter a word, made not even a sound, just left me up hanging, no means to get down. I said congratulations and gave him a pat. You've set a new record, 10 seconds flat. He didn't seem to hear me. Just lay there in a heap. His snores were what told me he'd fallen asleep. Damn. Well, that's the kind of journey that Gangsta Blues was. And that's the kind of time that I had. You know, with a lot of men chasing me behind me with the pitchforks and axes, because I was a little bit too irreverent. Yeah? But we continue.